We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't be scared, represent your county.
All right, welcome back. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We got ourselves a game night tonight. You guys can hear that game right here on the ticket. 8 o'clock tip-off from the Wells Fargo Center. 7 o'clock pregame show. Zaslow, Tommy Tagliabue will get you ready for a Heat win. As they're going to take this thing back to Miami tonight.
Bad news for the Sixers?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Why not? Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
All right, we got your White Hot update brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, where they're only steps beyond convenient, where they're truly steps beyond convenient, I should say. Heat Sixers game 5 tonight. Heat down 3-1 in the series. 8 o'clock is your tip. 7 o'clock, Zaz and Tommy Tag have your pregame show right here in your flagship station for the Miami Heat. AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. Josh Richardson did go through shoot around, however, still listed as a game time decision with a sprained shoulder.
Yeah, so he says he's like 60% to play.
So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, this story just breaking in the NBA that Russell Westbrook may be suspended for game 5.
Really?
For the Thunder Jazz series. The Thunder already down 3-1 to the Jazz, and evidently there was a scenario in the game or a situation in the game where he was waiting to check in and kind of stepped off the sideline away from the scorer's table to get involved when Raymond Felton fouled Rudy Gobert.
That's a bummer, man. That's that's like automatic. I thought Bam was going to get suspended during the series.
They're reviewing it to see if the ref had motioned for him to come in or not.
Hmm.
But he came in and it started to nut around and, you know, whatever.
He was playing like a bat out of hell yesterday. He was just going. He was so incensed by Rubio getting the triple-double the night before.
Oh.
He was playing crazy. Now the Jazz got him on the brink, man.
Other games tonight, Milwaukee and Boston all tied up at 2. That's a 7 p.m. tip. And at 10:30, it is Golden State hosting San Antonio. Golden State up 3-1. Yes.
Make me stay awake for them late games.
Nah.
I try, man.
Well, are you going to stay awake for the Marlins and the Dodgers tonight at 10:10?
Nope.
Dylan Peters, the lefty for the Fish.
Kenta
Maeda. They could play that game in my car on my way home, and I'd look away.
Oh, the Heat are a 10-point underdog, by the way.
Shout out to Harlan Garcia, though. Looking good.
He did. He only gave up, what, 4 hits, an earned run?
Lord knows that.
Six innings, quality start.
Good thing he gave up 4 hits. Otherwise, Don Mattingly would have took him out sooner. Can't allow no hits.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, you're not allowed to pitch.
The groundskeeper had another RBI. It's been his first one in a while.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get some trials as a young fella in Brian Anderson. You know. What are you going
to
do?
Not to be confused with the guy who's calling the Heat game tonight.
No. Deadbeat Jeets is on Real Sports tonight.
Oh, yeah. What did Brinson do?
He struck out a bunch.
Oh, good. The latest scuttlebutt from Shefty and all the draft sources is that the Browns are considering Baker Mayfield the number one. Just insert smokescreen here.
Shefty's doing a lot of posturing lately. Like, he had the Brady report. Now he's got the this maybe definitely is in play.
Could be.
For the Browns.
I feel like he's just being used.
Schefter, don't you have enough attention?
Doesn't he know he's being used for smokescreens?
Tom Brady hasn't committed to playing. What? Since when has Tom Brady given his invoice that he's definitely playing each year? I think they just know he's showing up. And that was like a thing. Well, guys, I got one here for you. Tom Brady has not committed to playing football.
And then his agent said he's coming back.
What? Like, who has to go chase that? So, of course he's coming back. He's a psychopath. And then Baker Mayfield, the Browns, maybe, but definitely are considering it as a possibility.
He has to be in the discussion.
He's on a board. Schefter, somebody's coming. Okay, he's on a board.
I can't imagine, after what happened with Johnny Manziel, that they would take Baker Mayfield. Wouldn't you be shell-shocked for a guy that is like very similar in stature, but you got that little wild side to him.
I would think that for the Browns, I wouldn't want to have like any. I wouldn't want the short guy out of all these guys. I think that would the fans would
Nor
be like.
Nor do you want the guy who could not run a fat cop in dress shoes.
Baker Mayfield also like Jets, not for him.
Why?
Just not for him.
Back
at, just back of the paper every day. Baker Mayfield.
You think him and the Big Apple wouldn't go along together?
Doesn't nah.
Would him in South Beach?
Well, he's in Davie, so yeah. There's no partying in Davie. What is he going to do? Go to Mission Barbecue? Get the cobbler?
Delicious.
It's a good time, but... Now, we do have a problem when the Hard Rock has it turns into Little Vegas.
Oh,
then we don't know.
Folks, it's coming because that new building that they just built right in front of the old building, like you can't see any of the old building. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be crazy.
Phenomenal.
Crazy packed. But yeah, man, I mean, that's the thing is I get your point where there's not that many, where there's not that, that distinguished couple of guys, but I mean, that could just be a thing of circumstance, but I do think for the Browns, they have to hit it because
right.
the quarterback has been such a thing forever with them. And to think that they have all these, it would almost be easier if it was the year where there are only two, but the fact
right.
that there are all these choices, they're right. like, we can't screw
here's
us
what
up.
Here's what I want.
Because it's probably going to end up that one of them is going to be
in
good.
This draft, and I would almost be willing to guarantee it, they're going to come away with a running back, a quarterback, and a defensive lineman. They're going to end up with either Chubb or Saquon Barkley. I would say they go with Geis or, you know, one of those other running backs.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to end up with a defensive lineman, a running back, and a quarterback. Because keep in mind, they have the first pick in the second.
I think they're probably the smart play, if we're going to look at the Dolphins, like if they're not going to go quarterback, which I don't think they are, because I think they're going to go, I think they're all going to go quick. I'd like to see them plug the secondary, get somebody in there who's legit, and fix
get a
that.
Tight end.
Tight end later, yeah. But if they're not gonna either secondary or linebacker, like those, the idea of defensive tackle, like correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there like a thing of development there too? Like, are you gonna get the defensive tackle and bring him in right away, and that's gonna be automatic?
What's the Vita Vea?
Yeah,
probably not the position he plays, but when you get through like rushing and stuff like that, it probably needs some level of a small level of kind of. You know, growth. And that's what's happened with Charles Harris.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Very exciting. Donna 5000. He has just walked into the building. How are you doing, man? You had to deal with that South Florida traffic. How are you?
I'm great, man. I can't complain. It's a blessing to be here.
It's good to have you here, man. It's good to have you here. It's been a while. You've been it's been a crazy ride for you ever since the last time we saw you in the Bellator cage. And now you're working up. You got your own promotion. You got the Brawl promotion. A lot of things going on for you, man. So, Dogfight was such a huge success. It's blown up on Netflix. What is the deal with it now? Because I see you on Instagram all the time. You're posting. There's going to be a Dogfight 2. We're all waiting with bated breath. Where's that stand right now? When do we get to see the next chapter of your story?
Well, right now, we're about 90% through with Dogfight Round 2. And we didn't have nothing to compare Dogfight 1 to, right? So it was amazing. But when you see the content that's going to be displayed, you know, to the public, you know, to the millions of people that are waiting, you know, it's going to be astronomical. Because if Dogfight 1 was amazing, you know, Dogfight 2, we're going to have to create a word for it, you know.
Is Netflix back in this? Like, they want this on their platform? Like, how is it going to be? Because you guys, I mean, you put so much into the first one. It took forever to come out. I was always, like, bugging Billy Gordon, when the hell is this thing coming out, man? Because I want to hear the story. I read the stuff back in the day in New Times when they featured you. And it finally came out. It was very exciting. But that Netflix, it's got to be like a next level jump of exposure to yourself.
Of course. You know, no one knew how big Dogfight 1 was going to actually be. And it was almost like a Beyonce album with no promo. It just dropped and it caught fire, man. And the world was just in awe, you know. And on Dogfight Round 2, we go a little bit more inside the day, the night, the life of the fighters, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple guys like Chauncey passed in Dogfight 1. So did Treon. And we just gave individuals just a taste of who they are. So now we're going to take the cameras home with these guys, right? To the point that, you know, you'll be able to identify with them. Mm-hmm. You know, a single father of three kids working two jobs, you know, in and out of the hoopla of just trying to become someone, right? You have individuals all across the world that will be able to relate to this guy. So before this guy even get inside the cage and throw a punch, he already has a fan base. And when you look at MMA, the MMA fighters have always fought inside the octagon. Mm-hmm. You know, the boxers and wrestlers have always fought inside of the squared circle. You know, we put together a trigon. It's a three-sided steel cage professionally built by Thunder Cages out of Portland, Oregon. And we're really raising the bar to the point that no one is going to be able to touch this. You know, the best deal with the best, Billy Corbin is the best at what he does, and I'm the best at what I do. We're going to give the visitors who are coming to Miami something else to look forward to other than a South Beach. They're all going to want to come down to Miami to see the world's famous greenhouse, the biggest backyard in America.
Explain to Leroy and explain to Beast the idea behind the trigon, because
we were looking at it yesterday and we're like, whoa, that's next level.
Because I was saying, like, they want the action. That's where it is. Like, in the backyard, you don't understand. Like, you got only your fists and a whole crowd watching. They want action. There's no running around the ring or anything like that. It's right up against it.
Yes, it is. You know, it was designed to it was designed to promote confrontation, right?
It does.
We really want to take the B out of boring. So when you look at, you know, changing the game, you know, this stuff been around since the Roman Coliseum days, right?
Right.
You know, I didn't invent backyard fighting, but I played the innovative role to it, right? Yep. So I took something that you see every day and I altered its appearance. I made it a little more acceptable for the people of the 21st century. It was almost like going fishing with good bait. So I was talking with a guy, 50 Cent, you know, and he was telling me, he was like, Dada, you got to change the game, because in the initial beginning, we did the ring, right?
Yeah.
And it was a 12 by 12. It was like a matchbox, right? But it was already done. So basically, I had to come up with my own concoction, you know? So I said, hey, listen, these guys have, you know, the octagon. They have, you know, the squared circle, you know, shapes. So I said, how could I be interesting enough to present something that has a significant level of meaning to it? So I came up with the trigon, right? The point. If you get caught in that point by a person who knows what they're doing, it's going to be hard for you to get out. A good jab will end the fight if you get caught inside that point, you know, and it is 12 feet wide, 21 feet to the nose, you know, and I really think, like, it gives the opponent something else to worry about other than their opponent, not letting their opponent gain position and putting them inside an uncomfortable position.
We got Dada 5000 with us in studio. So where are you at right now with fighters and guys wanting to be in the backyard? Because it's got to be harder now that you have the notoriety that you do. Are you doing it in the backyard now? Are you doing these in? Are you bringing the trigon into, or, you know, a place where there's a venue? How do you plan on doing this now for guys to have their place to fight?
Well, this is it. Right now, you know, we're preparing ourselves to take it to different cities, the different states. You know, because in the initial beginning, it was just me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now this has gotten so much bigger than me. I've gotten individuals to come on board from NASCAR to Big Tobacco to you name it, you know, business owners that see the vision. You know, just don't look at it for where it came from to where it's at. We're looking at it for where it can be, you know, in the next, you know, months to come, because we're finishing up Dogfight Round 2 in June. We're going to drop a dope trailer, you know, in July. Then the world is on notice, because, again, in the initial beginning, putting this thing together, me and Billy Corbin, we sat down and no one knew how it was going to turn out. It was something new for the both of us, right?
Right.
You know, and it became a blockbuster. So now that I've grown in every way, shape, form imaginable, you know, it put me in a position to think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So now with Dogfight Round 2, we say, yo, we got to upgrade. You can't just have the poles in the ground. So we invested inside of a trigon cage, $30,000 it took to get that thing built and shipped, you know, from Portland, Oregon to Miami. So now we have railings. Now we have bleachers. When you walk inside that backyard, you're going to swear you're inside the Miami Airlines Arena. You know?
I like it, man. Dada, so for you personally, you've now gone to this. You've always been the great promoter of the backyard, and now you've got this great venture. are you going to fight again? Because you had such a scary incident the last time you and Kimbo fought. One of the best pre-fight build-ups I've ever been excited about, you know, having you guys lead up to that thing in Houston. I was jacked for that. It was Miami. It was going to get that national TV exposure, but it was very scary for you, man. Like you was I'm sure your first time in that kind of atmosphere, having to cut weight for fights, and you basically came back from the dead to be sitting here today. Is that something you want to do again? Is that a possibility, or is it just promotion from here on out for you?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to get back out there. You know, I have to, because with myself, I fought a few times prior to that, right? Probably not, you know, in that capacity to the mm-hmm. point that you got 20 plus thousand screaming fans, you can't even hear yourself think. But I knew, just like all of the others before me, you have those jitters in the initial beginning. But once you get inside there, it's game time, it's game on. And I think my camp could have been a lot tighter. And when I say that, the individuals that had hands on that day in that dressing room. So we can only be affected by those that have access to us. And I say that to say this, that my heart did go out. I had two heart attacks and my kidneys went out in the first round. A lot of individuals would have quit. The first sign of danger that they felt their body is not acting normal, they would have waved the towel, right? But myself, I understood, you know, okay, well, I was telling the guys inside the back dressing room, I was like, yo, I feel funny. And it was like, oh, no, it's just the big bright lights. I seen Mike Tyson, Booker T, them, and you see how you do the eye thing, like I'm pointing at mm-hmm. you? I'm pointing, and my hand is going back that way. You looking in the back of you, and I'm looking in the back of me, and I'm like, whoa, I knew something wasn't right, but, you know, you didn't come that far, you know, to turn around. And at the end of the day, I say this, right, that I found out a lot about myself, that when you go into these situations, it's no guarantees that you're going to come out how you went in, how you go in. And I tell this to these guys all the time, you know, this is the hurt business, you know. And I came in there, you know, and I told people, I say, listen, I'm going to knock this guy out, you know, Friday, and I'm coming back home, you know, Saturday. And when my body starts shutting down, you know, I kept going. And a lot of people say, hey, listen, you knocked that out. No, you know, if you look, the punch missed. My heart gave out.
Yeah, you guys fought to exhaustion. You fought to it being, basically you going out. It was, I don't think we really understood what we were watching as it was happening, what was going on inside both of you guys, really. It seemed like both of you were basically breaking from the inside out.
You know, I said to myself, either this guy's going to knock me out or I'm going to die in this ring. Right. And I'm looking at him because mentally I'm still there for the most part. Right. And I was like, yo, I seen this guy fight so much better. You know, I seen him fight so much better. You know, so on my end, my potassium level was over a 6.0. That's why dogfight round two is so important, because it's not like me. I'm not a medical professional. So if I was to say certain things, it makes it seem like, hey, this dude is making, you know, excuses. Mm-hmm. But when someone who's been inside the business for 15, 20 plus years, you know, give their medical expertise to say, listen, the only way your potassium could have gotten to this stage is only two ways. Either it was induced, either it was digested or injected, right? And I know, you know, that for a lot of people, they wanted, you know, to see fireworks. Everybody that I had fought prior, they got knocked out. I'm a brawler. I never said I was a boxer, you know, or a technician. I'm coming inside there. I asked the people a while ago, I said, hey, you ever seen Bigfoot fight? They say, no. Nah. I said, me neither, but I bet you it ain't pretty. I'm coming in there to get the W, you know, and right. That's what I was aiming to do. And I was willing to leave it all inside,
you did, man.
You know, the ring. So I have to come back.
Well, one more before we get you out of here. This past, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Kimbo's son is fighting in Bellator, and he's gotten off to a really, really good start in his career. And he made note that he wanted to bring a fight down here to Miami and that there were some people calling him out. So I read into this, and apparently there were some guys that either you train or are connected to you. Do you know any side, your side to this story, and would that be something you're interested in, doing almost like a Kimbo versus Dada part two, but in a lower weight class with one of your guys?
Well, you know, it'll be hard to do a Kimbo Dada fight too. I think that I'm one of the best in the business when it comes down to putting butts in chairs and marketing and so forth like that, you know. And if it's one of my guys, you know, I would have to be behind the scene really drumlining that up to make it, I'm talking about like scorching, fiery hot. And yes, it is a little interest there, but we have to make sure that, you know, the guy or the guys are inside pristine shape. You know, I got to give it to this kid. You know, he's going, he looks like, you know, he's more focused than his dad, and he's
younger. He trains with monsters, and he looks exactly, well-rounded. He trains with absolute studs out there. So you can see the growth that's been there, but I love fight promotion. I tell these guys, I like fight promotion almost better than I like the fights. I think I'm fascinated by it, and I just thought, I was like, man, that does sound like a pretty awesome idea.
I really feel like it will be big. It will be big for the economy. I know that the people will definitely come out, but you know, I would tell his son, you know, to pack a lunch. We got guys inside the backyard that hit hard, you know, and we have resources now. So we have, you know, guys like AJ, you know, Stewart. We have guys like, you know, a Chocolate, who have one of the nastiest knockouts ever recorded in dogfight. And he also fought Bruce Leroy, who came from the backyard also.
Watch your mouth.
Who's in the UFC.
Bruce Leroy. Alex Caceres, who fights in the UFC. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And my guy fought him twice. It was awesome.
Yeah, you don't really like Dada. Like, there's Jorge Masvidal. Guys have come from where Dada's at to go to the highest of levels. It's fascinating, man. Thank you for stopping by today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. And I just want to say to everybody that's out there, you know, they have to understand that, you know, we're the best at what we do. And we create opportunity for these guys to take their game to the next level. So when you look at, you know, the backyard, it's a catalyst. These guys may start there to get that attention from there, but who knows where they could take their game and what they can be, you know. And I'm just a spokesman, a representative for the movement.
When's the next one come out?
The next one we're gonna wrap it up in June.
Yeah,
we're gonna do the fight scenes in June because we got all of the meat and potatoes out of the way. Right. We've been filming this thing since 2015, since I took the Kimbo fight.
Right.
You know, and we have unbelievable footage. My gosh, when you guys see this thing, you're gonna be mind blown because we didn't expect none of the footage that we got for us to get. We didn't know what it was gonna be, and we're gonna wrap that up. Then we're gonna do the trailer. Once we drop the trailer, you know, we're looking at first quarter of 2019 because, again, you have, you know, Netflix involved now. So people have expectations.
Absolutely.
They have, you know,
you
dates
hit a home
that
run with
they want to get it, you know, back by.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
There you go.
Dada 5000. Thank you for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Big game, big Heat game tonight. 15 minutes of Heat is next.
And now it's time for 15 minutes of your
Heat is customized by Champion 4x4, South Florida's number one Jeep truck and SUV customization shop. You're guaranteed to have the hottest 4x4 modifications in town. Call them up, 786-502-3446. Or go to champion4x4.com. Brought to you by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-IRMA. And by the DJI store by Drone Nerds in Wynwood and Drone Nerds of Aventura and Pinecrest. Fly over to dronenerds.com, South Florida's eye in the sky. And make sure you guys are listening to our show after our show today, the Miami Acura White Hot Heat Hour. Weekdays from 3 to 4 as the Heat run through the playoffs. The White Hot Heat Hour is brought to you by Miami Acura. The playoffs are heating up, and so are the savings at Miami Acura. Log on to MiamiAcura.com. The Miami Acura White Hot Heat Hour every weekday from 3 to 4 right here on the ticket. The Heat taking on the Sixers tonight. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. 8 o'clock tip-off, 7 o'clock pregame show. Zaslow and Tommy Tighe. And this is it. This is fun tonight. Heat are up against it.
Oh, I thought you meant this is it. This is the last game of the season.
No. It's not the last game of the season. Heat are winning tonight.
You kind of did. It did sound like that.
No. This is it. As in, like, it's on the line tonight, boys.
What is on the line?
You feel alive.
Feel alive.
Woo! So if there were, I hate to oversimplify this, but if there was a reason the Heat were going to win tonight.
Right. Let's break it down.
Like an actual thing, not just culture. Or because...
All right, here's what we got.
Yeah.
You know how Gordon doesn't score in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Start scoring in the fourth quarter.
No. But
No.
I don't want to know what you're asking for.
I want to know what's
going to happen for when they win.
Goran Dragic is going to start scoring in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Hassan Whiteside?
Yep.
He's going to have an epiphany. He's going to talk to the koi fish and he's going to say, hey.
He brought him with him on the road trip?
Yeah, of course. They travel in an aqua case. They say, hey, Hassan, man up. I don't want you to be gone all year next year. I don't want you rebounding in Sacramento. I want my guy here. So if you don't start rebounding and blocking shots, somebody else is going to be feeding me my fish food. Is that what we want? That's what's going to have to come down to. You're going to have Pat Riley say, hey, you want somebody else taking care of your own OGs? It's like divorce. That's the one thing. You don't want, like, somebody else.
Wait.
What?
Mike, here's what I don't understand with you. Think in this whole year, after the 17 conversations they had to have with Hassan, that nobody's tried that tactic?
Nah, they've never threatened the OGs. Ace up the sleeve. Kelly Olynyk, bounce back game. Kelly Olynyk's not bad two games in a row. That's not his thing. Kelly Olynyk gets it going tonight. We get the old Canadian stroke back. And then Dwayne Wade, late in this game. See, you going to end his career? Not on those terms. Mm-mm. Besides, his career's not ending anyway. He's not leaving us.
Ooh.
Dwayne. Everybody's like, oh, career's over. What? Got things happening next year. Kawhi Leonard's coming here.
Oh, God.
One more ring for D. Wade.
I mean, we're like...
I was thinking about this before. I think I'm willing to make the bet that if the Heat actually do get a quote-unquote whale,
yeah,
which you would have to define beforehand, and if they do, because I'm betting against it, that I will dress as a whale for a show, which...
And what's the bet?
In itself.
I mean...
That's the bet.
If what? If a whale comes here?
Yeah, I will do a show in a whale
He's
costume.
Basically saying that...
Or just dress like myself.
You're in the same kind of...
I don't need you to make bets. You don't need to make bets against the Heat. Where's your honor? I thought you was a Heat fan.
I am.
No, you're not. You're a Celtics fan.
I'm being logical. I don't know how it's going
to
happen.
Okay, here's how it's going to happen. Kawhi Leonard is going to say three words to Popovich.
Yep.
I want Miami.
Oh, not
and Popovich
I want
is like,
out?
No. He's already said I want out. I want Miami.
Okay.
And Popovich is going to be like, what? And they're like, yep, that's it. It's on the table. He's demanded his trade to Miami. That's the only team he's going to sign an extension with. Okay. What can they give us? I explained this yesterday. Euro card.
I don't understand. When you see qualities in a person that you may not like, you just make the assumption that if I do this, it'll be different.
It is different.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron James literally quit on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He showed early signs of ratfinkery, and we ignored him.
But you were able to put the ratfinkery under wraps for a little bit. Now, Finks may come to the surface. You can't hold Finks down forever. But for a while, they can be suppressed.
So there's Fink rules?
So you're trying to suppress the
finkery.
The rules of the ratfinkery.
Yep. Like Hassan. You may be able to hold a Fink down for a little bit. But the Rackfin Fishers will eventually pop up at inopportune times.
I don't see Hassan as a rat fink.
No?
No, he's not really a rat fink. He's just more of a...
You're not going to stare Eric Spoelstra in the face when he's talking to you and you're staring up in the lights.
He's looking
up at the Marino jersey. It's kind of rat fink behavior.
Can I ask a question?
It's not really rat finkery.
This is a question.
It's more childish.
This is a question regarding our safety and our future jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If... We got in trouble because of the McBob.
Uh-huh.
What do you think it's going to look like when you hopping around in a kangaroo suit in front of the AAA? Oh, they're not going to know it's you.
Well, my problem.
It's not going to know it. They're not going to know it's you.
If he's on like Biscayne Boulevard, what are they going to do? It's public property.
My life.
He's going to be hopping around Biscayne Boulevard.
American Airlines is big. I could get in the background and be in different places.
Oh.
I mean, I'm fine.
You should get on a boat behind the arena.
When are we going to do this? No,
we're not going to do it because they're going to win the series. Number 12. 12 team. 12 disciples. Riley,
I thought
you
were talking about the spread.
Can you explain your Last Supper post that you had?
It's the Last Supper before they come back from a 3-1 deficit to win this series.
Mm.
Hmm.
So the heat are going to rise?
Yeah. Man. Now, I didn't know Judas was at the dinner. I thought he was gone, betraying Jesus, or in this case, Pat Riley.
He was there, and he went and kissed him on the cheek.
I didn't know he was allowed to eat there.
No.
So I made Alonzo Mourning mistakenly Judas. He's not Judas. In fact, he's more like Timothy. But to me, I just want to say, Alonzo, you're A-class. I didn't mean to make you Judas. And if anybody was going to be Judas, it would have been Hassan Whiteside, quite frankly. But I didn't think he was at the dinner, so I just made him MIA like he's been this entire series.
Why don't, before you start using spiritual posters and religious posters, you make sure you
probably,
know
yeah, I mean,
you know the story.
I know the story. I thought.
Wait, didn't you go to Catholic school and stuff?
Judas was the one that kissed him on the cheek to let him know he was the guy.
Yeah, but that was in the
garden. He marked him.
Nope, that was in the garden.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was at the Last Supper.
Nope.
There's a picture of him, Judas, reaching over,
nope.
kissing him.
Nope. See, somebody wasn't paying attention in theology class because Judas kissed him in the garden when Jesus was praying for like 3 hours and everybody fell asleep and the Romans found him and he kissed Jesus, gave him a big old smooch, and that was betrayal.
My first 5 books of Moses end before all this happened, so I don't really care.
And there's Goron at the end of the table, you know, like he normally is, not in the fourth quarter. This guy. Come on, Goron. Let's get it together, man. I mean, how many times I got to defend you for your honor? I defend these two guys. They were poo-pooing all over your Slovenian championship. There was me defending you.
These guys
were making fun of your suit commercials. There was me defending you, saying you looked dapper. And then you had Australian Parliament say you were a bum. Who was there to pick up the pieces? Me.
Toby.
And how have I been repaid? No fourth quarter performances.
Kangaroo suit.
How have I been repaid?
Kangaroo suit.
Where's my dragon?
Someone says the Last Supper picture is wrong. Judas was there, but he left early. He didn't eat.
Therefore, I'm in the clear.
I don't know. I mean,
All
I know is the Last Supper was Passover.
You're not qualified to tell the story.
I was just reading a text.
Your story ends long before it is.
That's Passover.
This Judas really was a rat fink. I mean, he's skipping out on the Last Supper bill. What a bastard.
Oh,
the go to the bathroom trick.
What a bastard.
Come on back, Beast. We see you were a part of it.
We're back after
this. That's wrong.
Gather around, my flock. Gather round. Gather round. Gather round. There's a lot of build up to the song, Leroy. We literally can't just let in the air roll forever.
2 minutes and 14 seconds until.
Oh, you know the exact.
That was closer to 3 minutes.
Don't prematurely drum.
Yeah. No, that's what
I can do whatever I want, man.
That's what jackasses do. Like,
okay.
When it comes to the main, they do it first so they can show they know it.
Who's the real drummer out of all of us? Thank you. Boxton, point for me.
You use that term drummer loosely just because you own a drum set?
Have you seen me play lately? Why don't you go on my Facebook page?
If you're the real drummer, you should honor.
Why don't you go on my Facebook page, watch my videos. You tell me I can't drum.
I'm with you all day. Why would I want to go see more of you after I leave here?
Oh, good excuse.
You're drumming while you're bow flexing?
He's back. Drumming while I'm shake waiting.
Shake waiting? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but I
would
think as a real drummer, you want to respect the drum.
I do. I respect it.
Hey!
It doesn't feel like you do.
We should put shake weight up there.
Oh, shake weight? Like a full workout?
Yeah.
For shake?
Like every break.
No, we're going to put the ab roller up. You got to do the ab roller
every
10
break.
Times a segment.
That's
you
got
to do 10 ab rollers during the thing.
You put
the shake weight too, so
you got to
do 100 shake weights.
You got to throw at the dartboard as well.
It's both hands at the same time.
Both hands. Hey, I wonder if Zach. Hey, Zach, you work out with the shake weight? You ain't been shaking nothing but cheeseburgers and chicken wings lately, buddy.
He's getting bigger.
Oh, yeah. You getting svelte.
He did teach a 5 a.m. class this morning, though.
What kind of class?
Posted the picture.
Hey, what you doing? Water aerobics now?
It's all been a pack of lies.
I'll still lift heavier than any of you in there.
Minus a point for him.
Yeah.
Wild card.
Unauthorized drop in.
Yeah. But wild card. Wild card.
Don't
minus
turn
a point
his mic on again.
For Zach.
Tonight. at the Wells Fargo Center. It's going to be a hostile environment. A bunch of Philadelphia degenerates throw snowballs at Santa, throw batteries at cheerleaders, a bunch of peeping toms. They do have Jay Ajayi, which I put in the plus mark, but he was ours first. It's just Adam Gase's ego that sent him there. Won you the Super Bowl. You're welcome. Tonight we return the favor because you owe us one on the side of karma. There's Joel Embiid. Yeah, he's big. He's got a stupid mask on. Looks like he's snorkeling out there. Cocky as all hell.
He would never be able to snorkel. All he have to do is stand up.
This Joel Embiid thinks he needs no help, Leroy. Says their time is now. Your time isn't even here yet. You're still waiting at the train station. I hear a train coming. It's that Elon Musk flash train. Is that what that train is? Brightline?
Yes.
Flash?
Flash.
That train really exists?
Oh, yeah. I know there's all those warning signs around it. Here we go.
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. Some strangers.
D-Wade ain't going out like this, man.
D-Wade might not have a choice.
This is coming back to... He's got a choice.
Really?
He wills us all. What have these young pups done? Well, these guys were watching Dora the Explorer, he was winning championships.
I feel like at 36...
He's winning championships.
His body's going to tell him whether he has a choice or not.
Whatever the Australian version of Dora the Explorer is, that's what Ben Simmons was doing when Dwayne Wade was winning championships against Dirk Nowitzki and those rat bastard Mavericks.
Can I just say...
No! Not if you're going to poo-poo on the party.
This never ends well for the old guy.
Sometimes you got to tell your body, not now.
Sometimes it does end well for the old guy. Sometimes it does. You ever see the alternate version of Rocky Balboa when he beats Antonio Tarver? Did end well. And he went the distance in that fight on both versions.
The most popular Australian cartoons are Cheese TV, The Adventures of Blinky Bill, Skippy, Adventures in Bushtown, Lil Elvis and Truck Stoppers, Mr. Squiggle, Petals, Rocco's Modern Life, and The Ferals. The Adventures of Blinky Bill. That's what Ben Simmons was watching. Blinky Bill.
What?
Blinky Bill. The Adventures of Blinky Bill.
I'm just telling you, man, they're good.
Oh, they're good.
I'm not trying to...
Hey.
I'm not trying to doo-doo on the heat, but... The 76ers are better.
For a few games. We have no conclusion to this yet. And I'm telling you.
Agree.
They win tonight. The Heat win tonight. You're right where you should be.
Oh, Blinky Bill's a
right
koala.
Right where you should be.
Blinky it's Bill's a koala
midst,
that blinks.
It's just in the midst of a seven-game series.
Because they're slow. They don't move.
Oh, he looks like a happy koala. And he has red pants and he blinks. Blinky Bill.
Screw Blinky.
What?
Screw Australia. You too, Tim Watts. You think this thing is over? Uh-uh. This ain't Australian rules football. This ain't rugby. This ain't one and done.
By the way.
It's a seven-game series.
I'm going to just say this. Before this series started, I knew you were going off the deep end.
Look at him.
Because he said, I got one.
Look at him. Look at him.
See, you're the guy that football, when this basketball season ends, mm-hmm. you're going to be so depressed.
Oh, no, because then we move on to the next plans.
What's the next? Oh, Wales.
But I'm not ready to get my sea legs yet. I got some work on land. That's game five tonight. Cause I got plans on Thursday.
Me too.
And it was to watch the draft, but I just changed them. I'm watching Game 6 of the American Airlines Arena.
Yeah.
Just changed them.
You're going?
I'm going.
You just bought in?
I'm going.
Did you buy in, or are you getting a pass?
I'm going. Just going in the building. I'm going to Game 6. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
You'll be there.
No.
But you'll be in a kangaroo
You go
suit.
Ahead. You go break down Vita Vea, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching Game 6.
Don't draft him.
Hey, how about
601
this?
Biscayne Boulevard.
How does a guy who sounds like something healthy be 350 plus pounds?
It does like sound like someone you would make in the Vegemax.
And he pulled his hamstring running the 40.
And he's overweight going into the
NFL. I'm surprised that's all he pulled. Jeez.
Give me a score for tonight.
Huh?
Give me a score for tonight. So I can montage you for tomorrow as to how wrong you are.
105-99.
It's pretty low score.
Heat or Sixers?
The Sixers.
Oh, so he doesn't believe in his original pick, so that's all I need to know about him. What do you got tonight, Beast?
106-102 Heat.
Don't know how to feel about you picking the Heat because all of a sudden you've been anti-Heat entire show.
You know what's crazy?
And now you flipped it on its ear.
Hey.
I don't know if I can trust you.
Hey, think about this.
And I just don't find it to be genuine.
Giving you my pick?
106-102 Heat?
Yes.
You've been anti-Heat the entire show. Where has this come from?
No. I'm not anti-Heat.
You
I'm
have
just
been.
Anti your shenanigans.
I don't. You don't know this.
A different
He's
story.
Wearing a Larry Bird jersey.
Isn't the Wiggles Australian?
Yes, the Wiggles are too.
Hey. Guess what?
They were gone a long
Just
time.
Scary. This year is year one of the 76ers team being good, and they have $30 million in cap space.
Yeah, they have $31 million in cap space. They're going to be good for the next decade.
Joel Embiid has shunned everybody. So he doesn't need anybody.
What's your prediction?
You want my prediction?
How about Robbie's prediction?
What's your prediction, Robbie?
125-110.
He's picking the Sixers. I know Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
He ain't scoring 125 points.
Robbie.
Well, I don't want to pick the Heat because then they'll lose.
Robbie, you've forsaken me. No, it's okay. Go ahead. That's fine.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to pick the Heat. Why not?
Because I said
before the season that the Heat would win in seven. I have no choice. I got to stick to it.
I saw it.
So 125-117.
I saw it.
Hey,
I saw it in your eyes.
Should Bam start tonight?
No. Be silly.
UD should start.
You've seen Bam at the free throw line lately? Build a house.
There's a lot of crabbing going on near that basket.
Good Lord, there is.
What do you got?
125-110 Heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.